farm news on the Red River Farm Network. Recent rains good for the crops. Moisture also means farmers need to be watching for weeds and thinking about crop protection for disease. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Kara Hart has more.
BASF Ag Solutions advisor Henry Steinberger is grateful for the good rains in the Jamestown, North Dakota area this week. Steinberger says the rains will activate pre-emergence herbicides.
Fortunately, a lot of our weeds weren't germinating. There was some kochia and things like that scattered, but without those pre's activated, it makes our in-crop weed control just more challenging. So it's going to help us out on all fronts. Kochia and mare's tail are coming hard, lots of dandelions. And with the heat units that we've got, the water hemp is going to be popping on us here real shortly. I've already seen some of it further to the east in the valley, and water hemp is really taking a foothold between Jamestown and Valley City here the last couple of years.
He encourages farmers to be scouting the fields.
Really sets things up. I got a lot of growers asking about fungicides, preax around soybeans, fungicides on the corn, and it's been dry, but we can't forget that things like white mold, the sclerotia, live in the soil for 5 to 7 years. Not live, but they stay dormant in the soil. And given the right conditions, they can germinate too. So just because we haven't had a lot of disease up to this point doesn't mean it won't pop up really quick now that we're into a potential rainy pattern. So be scouting your fields is the best message, and be ready to be proactive rather than reactive.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.
With the crop coming up.